This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Hello, 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 and how is everybody today? Good, I hope. I mean, I know it's been raining a lot, and this is your weather forecast coming from here in Penge. As you know, every Monday we have got to let you know what the weather's like. Well, it's been raining all weekend. We did have some sunshine. My guest in the studio today is Patsy Irwin Brown, who is nodding away because at the weather comments, because she's travelled all the way down from Durham. So, Patsy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
The concept that you've got is quite unique, I think, isn't it, for your business? And I'm going to ask you in a moment to tell our listeners actually what it is your business is. But in the meantime, what I'd like to do is welcome new listeners, welcome regular listeners. Thank you for being here. And to update you with the fact that we will be having a phone-in in a few weeks' time. Edmund Christie, the owner of the station, has got it all in line. It will be coming in very soon, so do be prepared for being able to phone in and actually talk to our guests and ask some questions directly, not just having shout outs. So, well, first of all, I think now we've gone that far, and Patsy sit there thinking, what's she going to ask me next? I'm going to wish everybody who has a birthday today happy birthday. I don't know of anyone. We did discuss earlier that you don't either, although your birthday's in a couple of weeks' time, I think. Right. You said
a couple of weeks.
What date?
15th of May.
That is the same date as two of my grandsons.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Taurian, and I'm a true Taurian.
Oh, all right. I better watch my back then. Well, I'm a Scorpio. What? So, what's the mix like?
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got lots of scorpions in my life.
All right. Okay. Oh, so listeners, watch this space. If you hear a few crash bang wallops, you know the Scorpio, the Taurian, we've just all gone for it.
Very strong will. Yes.
Yes. Yes. My actually. One of my granddaughters is expecting her first child, and she went for her first scan recently, and they wanted the baby to have a bit of a wriggle while they were doing the thing, and it wouldn't wriggle, and she was saying it was being very stubborn, and I said, I wonder where that's come from then. Not too difficult, because her mum's stubborn, and so is she, and maybe her nan, I don't know.
1230 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
So, Patsy, tell me about this. Oh, tell me about yourself first of all. Please.
Yeah, so I'm Patsy, and I was an estate agent for 15 years, and a couple of years ago I had a bit of an epiphany thinking, what am I going to do the rest of my life with agency? There's just not a lot of career progression, really. So, and also, as working in an estate agent, I felt slightly conflicted all the time, because as an estate agent, you're paid by the seller.
Right.
Okay, so you're contracted.
So it's like a commission.
Exactly. Yeah. And so therefore your job is to work in the best interest of your seller.
Right.
And so you can't really give everything you can to the buyer. So the buyer's going to lose out slightly. So I came with a light bulb moment that was a niche. And that's where I came up with the company MyPips. So I'm the founder. And what we do is we're a sort of strategic advisors for buyers. And we represent them, and we consult on their property purchases. So we have got, me and my team, we've got estate agency experience, and we are negotiating with estate agents, okay? And right. We are managing their purchase for them.
Right. So my pips, where's that come from? What's that about?
So it's really...
As a name.
Yes. So how it all came about is when I left agency, then lockdown happened.
It's all in the timing, isn't it?
I know, it's all in the timing. and a really, really good friend of mine, one of my bestest ever friends, a guy called Imran. He has his own financial advisor, so he's his own brokerage, mortgage brokers. And he was getting super busy, and he said, can you come and help me organise the office, get myself, you know, all my systems and procedures in place? So off I went, and I spent most of my time there answering his clients' questions about their property purchase. And so he could see that there was a gap in the market. So we opened up the business together, and it was Patsy and Imran, PI Property Solutions, which was shortened as PIPS.
Since
then, he's too busy doing mortgages for him successful. And, me and my husband are now business partners. So we've called it My PIPS, because there's a little bit of ownership there. And I just wanted to make it really approachable. Because, you know, I don't know, buying a house is the most stressful, one of the most stressful things anyone will ever do.
What do they say? Is this death,
divorce,
and is it buying houses? I don't
know. Yeah, buying houses is one of the top five most stressful things to do. Because, like, having a baby is really stressful, finding a new job, like you say, death and all of those things. And it is top five, and it is very, very stressful, and it's very long-winded. And
does it need to be? Because I have known, I mean, I haven't moved that many times, but I have known people go through the more traditional route rather than, you know, the sort of dynamic thing that you run, where they've said, you know, it's overnight, almost. It isn't overnight, but it's almost. And then in Spain, their process is very different. It's all on a, whereas we in England, we do things on a handshake, don't we? Oh, in Spain, they sell houses on a handshake and the furniture and stuff inside, the interior things.
I think over here is everything is subject to contract. So you put an offer forward, and then once the amount of money is agreed, then you start doing your due diligence. Okay, so that's what this calls subject to contract, subject to survey. And then you go and do all of your research regarding the property. And what I believe the problem is and why people are really stressed is a lot of it is out of your control. Because, say, for instance, the house that you're buying, they are going to buy something. Nobody knows what those people
are doing.
It's in the chain.
Right.
Things can come up, legals, that is going to be really time-consuming sorting it out. Leasehold is a nightmare, and that is quite time consuming. So there's all of these different aspects which are out of the control. And I would definitely say that why it's really stressful is a lack of communication, because the buyers just don't know what's going on.
Right.
And as much as the agent tries to update them, they just don't know how long it's going to take, when are they going to pick up their keys, what the process is, what is an exchange of contracts.
Yeah.
And all of those things. And we are here to guide them on all of that information and keep them updated. And that's what we do. So we work really closely with them, with our buyers, to make sure they're updated every single step of the way.
Yeah, a friend of mine is going sort of not a quite straightforward process, but the solicitor, who's a one-man band, as it were, has gone on holiday. Two-week holiday. Really?
And then nothing happens.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
And then when you're trying to then tie everything together, because don't forget as well, what people do is they'll decide they've booked a two-week holiday to go and not told anybody. And so you're trying to organise a completion date, but they can't do it.
They can't commit.
Exactly. And it's about pulling all of those things together to make sure that everyone's happy, you know, and everything's organised, because it's stressful organising your removals, when am I going to pack? If you've got children, you've got school holidays, what school are they going to go to?
Exactly.
So it's just a plethora of things which make it highly stressful.
So talk me through the process then. So somebody finds you online who is looking to sell.
Buy.
Get it right, yes, Jackie. Right. So somebody is looking to buy and they come across you, and they get in touch with you. What's the next process? How does it work?
So we
is there a standard process, or is it all individual stuff?
So we are very flexible, okay, and we will come in at whatever stage you're at. So some people won't find us until they've actually got a problem or things are not going the way that they wanted it to go.
Mm.
What we prefer is to have to be involved from the very get-go. Really, we can add so much value because we can be involved in making the offer and helping you achieve the best possible price for the property, put forward the best price. Also, to ensure that we set up special conditions right at the beginning. So we'll say things like, we want to make an offer based on that you break the chain, based on you leave X, Y, and Z furniture,
right,
based on the fact I have to move in by September. So we can help formulate a plan and an offer. Once the offer is accepted, then we will help you do the onboarding, the solicitors, fill out all the forms. So everything is done quite efficiently and quickly. And also explain what the pros and the cons are in ordering your searches before you get a mortgage offer and all of those things. So saying to people, look, if you do this, this is what could happen. These are the risks involved. And I think it's just tight. You know, people haven't got the time. Estate agents, they are also busy not only valuing properties, but also going out and viewings. Whereas me and myself and my team can sit down and we can literally step by step explain how the process works.
And completely focus on that.
Exactly.
So where do you get your income from? How does that work?
So the buyers pay us.
Right.
Okay. So this is a very Americanized system.
Right.
Okay. So in America, they have buyer agents and they have seller's agents. And the two agents will negotiate together on the behalf of their clients. So what's happened is there are big companies, American companies, that have come over here now and adopting the sort of franchise, the smaller bespoke estate agents in their local areas.
Right.
So it's starting to happen. Slowly but surely it's starting to happen. So having a buyer agent just means that as a buyer, you've got somebody doing all of your hard work for you. So we get paid by the buyer. I think we're really good value for money. We charge £750.
So it's a set fee.
It's a set fee for the hand-holding, yeah.
That I think, is a really great idea, because so much of that chain, if you like, potentially can be involved in scaling the cost of the house or, you know, the property or whatever's going on. So for people to know up front what the fee is, I think, is a brilliant way for something that's settled.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be very transparent. And I think my passion for what I do is that we want to have the service available to everybody, anyone that's buying, whether you're buying something at £100,000 or whether you're buying something at £1 million. Because there is a service and there are what we call buyer agents in this country, but they really deal in with the elite. So they will deal with the property, multi-million pound properties, and they will charge you probably around 1% of the asking price.
Right.
That's not affordable for a first-time buyer, or not affordable for somebody that's just,
no,
you know, buying at, you know, the most popular purchase prices, really. So I deal with the entire country, and I can deal with transactions, like I say, for, you know, 75 to 100,000 all the way through to a couple of million pounds. So I'm passionate about this service being available to everyone.
That sounds brilliant to me, I have to say. It really does, because it's, as you pointed out, the whole process of buying, selling, etc., it is so nerve-wracking, and particularly if you have got children or you've got, I don't know, even parents come who are part and parcel of that accommodation as well. So there's potentially a whole lot of stressful stuff in there. To have somebody to take you through those steps, particularly if those steps are something that you've never done before.
You may have done it. You may be third, you've moved three times. But, you know, another thing is that people are so much busier now.
Yeah.
And, you know, this constantly taking calls in the day, sometimes you just haven't got the time to do it. Be on hold, try and get a hold of your solicitor, then the estate agent. Your estate agent's calling you, your mortgage broker's calling you. So if you've got somebody facilitating all of that,
yeah,
doing the day-to-day, sending out the emails, you know, then and then reporting back to Brilliant. You, then Brilliant. It's a service which I think is a no-brainer.
Yeah, sounds like it to me. It definitely sounds like it. I think it's so okay. Now I know you're based in Durham, but you're a local girl.
I'm a local girl. Yes, I live around the corner to here, and up in Crystal Palace. Yeah, so very local.
Yeah. What's the big plan?
The big plan. So the reason I went up to Durham is I'm trying to take the business nationally.
Right.
So as I said before, I want to be able to. Have this service available to everybody.
Mm.
So we are, at the moment, I'm doing lots of transactions up into about the Midlands, so in Birmingham and Sheffield.
Mm.
So we've gone further up north to try and see whether the service would work up there. So that's what we're doing at the moment. So I'm going to be up there for another probably six months to a year. But I just need to get the word out there.
Yeah.
And I think because it doesn't really exist, you know, talking about it, having people aware of it is really, really important. And I think that it's very expensive to buy a house. You know, you've got all of these costs and then have this cost as well on top of it, the PIPS cost on top of it. But if you budget for it,
yeah,
okay, and you make an offer according to what your budget is, then you can absorb those costs in with the budget. But to have the expertise of a consultant with you could possibly not only save you a lot of money in the future, but also ensure that you've made a really good investment.
Well, plus the fact that time is money, isn't it? So, you know, all those things that you mentioned. And with you being doing transactions, operating for people in the north, are there as many people buying properties in the north as the south? What does it level out at all in terms of purchase numbers?
Volume-wise, you know, London is always going to be the busiest because we've got more chimney pots here. But saying that, when you're in a market where there's very high interest rates and therefore it's expensive, you know, what you can afford to pay for your mortgage every month, people are now deciding that they want better value for money. And because now we're also having the ability to work from home, you don't have to go into an office, and people are moving further out, or what I would say go home to where they potentially grew up.
Oh, right.
So I think there's a lot of people going to the north for that.
Right.
Because if they've got children as well, they need a bigger house. And sometimes to upsize in London is a huge step.
Gosh, yeah.
Financially. So
yeah.
I think people are going north for that. And it is a beautiful part of the country. There's lots of outside space and so forth. Where I am, I'm right by the beach.
Lovely.
So I've got my little pooch who I take for a walk all the time on the beach. And it just, you know, it's just really relaxing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I really calm down, less stress. Here there's a lot of people and traffic and so forth. But I love coming back to leave that bus still.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So Durham, did you have roots there originally, or what made you stick a pin there? And
so we have a business consultant, and she lives up north, and she is helping us to expand the business. So we've moved up there to be closer to her, really. And what we've done is we've sort of built a big company, and then we're ready to fill it.
Yeah, sounds like
that's a strategy.
Sounds like a good plan to me. I'm going to give you a break. But before we do that, thank you so much for explaining that. I can imagine people sort of thinking, oh, perhaps that sounds like a good idea for me. I think it's a brilliant idea, actually. We should have had two ladies today in the studio with us, the other one being Emily Williams, who is part of the team. I hope you're listening, Emily. But however, Emily's not here because she's not very well. She's poorly. She's got a chest infection. So she's a local lady anyway. So we will have her in the studio at some point or the other. So, hi, Emily.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Patsy. How does it work with a husband and wife team fully occupied in the business?
So, yeah, so my husband is my COO. And so because we both work from home, so we're working together, we're with each other 24/7. Now, obviously through lockdown, we got a lot of practice because obviously we were forced to be with each other 24/7. But I don't know how it works. It just does work. I think what we have agreed not to do, though, is to bleed the business conversations into our social time. And I think that's a really good way to, you know, separate your personal life from your business life. But yeah, we get on. The only thing is I have my separate office. He has his separate office. Yeah, and it works. And we are a brilliant team together.
That sounds great, because I think the fact that you've got that structure in place, I think you'd need to have it, wouldn't you? Otherwise, you could be really jingling and jangling each other and carrying over. Are you ever tempted just to sort of, oh, by the way, can we just talk about while you're sat on the sofa watching the TV or something, or
I
not?
I do, but I have to put my foot down, because I think, you know, you're tired, you've had a full day, and that's when these arguments can happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're trying to sort of relax from your day of working. And sometimes I'm actually working till 9:30 at night. You know, that's another part of the flexibility of the job, is that if we're dealing with clients, you know, stuff in the day, within business hours, we speak to solicitors and brokers. Sometimes I'm speaking to clients at 9:30 at night. What I don't want to do then is to go into the sitting room and then talk about work again. So there has to be a cut-off point.
Yeah, and I suppose the clients, one of the attractions of you, if you are prepared to talk to your clients at that time of night, because they also are fully occupied during the day, and that's the only time that they can have a conversation with you. I mean, they must be very grateful for that flexibility of time with you.
I mean, 100%. When I take clients on, once they've experienced the service, I think at that point they are breathing a sigh of relief. Because, you know, they will probably come home, they'll feed the kids, they'll feed themselves, they'll put the kids to bed, and then they can relax and they can sit down both together.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever is who's, you know, buying the property, they sit down both together and we can, you know, I can explain to them exactly what's going on. They can ask questions and they're not feeling like they're consistently rushed, you know, or trying to get off the phone because they need to do something. So it really works. And I'll tell you who it really works for. It's that community, for instance, the NHS, the blue light community, armed forces.
Oh, yeah.
Because I deal with the police and they're constantly on different shifts.
Yep.
And also I've dealt with doctors and nurses. And it just means, again, that I can fit into when they're available to speak.
Into those.
And that could be weekends. So I work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And I probably take my last call about 9:30 at night. So it really does fit in to a lot of my customers' needs, really.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. I can see that flexibility and how that because Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, it's not going to work, is it? You've got to be flexible. And it must be such a relief with somebody involved with the property with you in that sense. What's the biggest fee what's the biggest cost of a property that you've ever been involved with on the buying side?
Well, when I was an agent, anything up to about, because I used to work in Blackheath, so probably about $3 million. At the moment, what I do, the bulk of my clients is really anything from 100,000 to probably 750,000.
Right.
Really, I think because there's so many costs involved as well, you know, when you add on your solicitors' fees, your surveys and all of that, so trying to keep the costs lower. Solicitors will have lots of files to deal with and they just haven't got all the time in the day to sit on the phone, otherwise they'd never ever get their job done, because there's a lot. It's very intense reading all of these documents and ensuring that they're doing it properly and dotting their I's and crossing their T's. So having us on board, we're like that missing piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And what we do is we complement everybody in this process.
I can see that.
Yeah, because if I'm speaking to the client at 8, 9 o'clock at night, then I'm getting things moving.
Mm.
And then I can update the solicitor on it as well. So it's a real, you know, it's a really good community. It just sort of tops everything off and it complements everybody else in the whole chain.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see it's very much in your interest and everybody else's interest to have a service that you can offer with such flexibility and expertise. Mm. It's just got to work, hasn't it?
And it's amazing. Anybody that comes to us, either the Blue Light Community, Armed Forces, NHS, we offer a discount as well.
Do you?
Yeah, so we offer a 15% discount.
Brilliant.
So that's really important to give back.
Mm. So we're going to be coming up to the adverts in a moment, as our regular listeners will know. Excuse me. On the hour every hour, we have 5 minutes of adverts for you and jolly things. We are a local station. We're based here in Penge, southeast London. And the station is Love the Beat Radio Station, which is LoveDaBeat Radio Station on the High Street in Penge. So if you ever fancy coming to see us, I suppose you could. Just knock and ask nicely. We might let you in. But that's where we are. We are a small setup. We have tons and tons of presenters who are on air 24/7. So it's a small structure, but with huge international reach. And we, as 12:30, are here every Monday, 2 till 4. And we bring you a whole variety of different topics that are useful for business and also some fun as well. We've had comedians, we've had a whole wide range of different guests. Some come physically into the studio and some Zoom in. And as our regular listeners will know, anything can happen because we're a live show. So we are, as I say, going to be going into the adverts soon. After the adverts, I'd like to run down with you what we've got in terms of our meetings, which are coming up. So do have pen and paper handy to make a note of that. But of course, you could just go to the website, which is all the W's, 1230.co.uk. And when you want to find out who's on the radio stations or any of our meetings that I will run through with you after the adverts, you'll find those under calendar. And Patsy mentioned earlier that she'd been honing up on our podcast because all our shows are recorded. And then a week later, so not this Friday, but next Friday, Patsy will find this recording handy on the podcast section. And guess what? On the top level of navigation, there's a tab called podcasts, and that's where you can find them. And so there's a lot of information in there that you, I'm sure, will find interesting, as well as some fun in there. So Patsy, again, before we do go into the adverts, how are people actually going to find you?
So they can find us through our website, which is mypips.co.uk, and there is an inquiry form on there, or I'm on all social media, so it's My Pips Property, and you can find me on there and then DM me there. If you go to the website, also there's information about WhatsApping us, or you can just do an inquiry form and then we'll call you back immediately.
Excellent. Sounds really good.
If anyone out there has got any doubts, that you're in the middle of buying or you're thinking you want to buy and you have any questions, I'm just here to help and answer any questions that you have.
Okay, so do remember that in a few weeks we will be having a service where you can all phone in during the service, during the program, and ask questions of our guests, have conversations with our guests as well. But apart from that, those are the contact details that you can reach Patsy. If you haven't made a note of it and you can't wait till the following Friday for all that information, you know you can get in touch with me. That's Jackie Groundsell, and the website is 1230 The Women's Company. So that's all the W's, 1230.co.uk. And we are a network for business women. We're in our 22nd year. How did that happen? I don't know. It is amazing, but I mean, it's like when you look at your children, you think, but they were only 2 yesterday. How come they're 22 now? and so on. So, yeah, it's a crazy old world. So do let me know. Drop me an email or contact me on social media. You'll find me, Jackie Groundsell, on all the socials, and some of them are 1230 Jackie. But otherwise, if you type in on the search engine, which is now only Google. I was talking to somebody the other day, because my background's IT training. One of the things I used to train people in was how to use the different search engines. So there must have been about six at the time. I can't remember any of them now. But they all had their own little quirks. Whereas Google, you can type anything in, can't you? Even my husband, who is not at all computer literate in the sense of using it, does actually know. And he says, well, why don't you look at Google and see if there's any information there? But he wouldn't do it himself. And we've actually managed to get him a telephone now with a screen, a mobile phone with a screen. And he's touching on there. So that's all happening. I'm based in Beckenham. We have a group that meets regularly, or all our groups meet regularly, actually. They're all on the same consistent regularity each month. So, for example, we have Bromley, which is the third Wednesday of every month. But then we also have what I call our TV. So we've got radio, we've got TV, which is our online one, which is the second Wednesday. And you'll find all those regularities actually listed on the website. So I am going to now, I don't know, I've got 2.5 minutes. What can I fill 2.5 minutes with? Tell us again, Patsy, how they're going to find you.
So you can actually email me. So my email address is patsy@mypips.co.uk.
So that's mypips.
Okay.co.uk.
Excellent, excellent.
So... either email, or you can contact me on social media or direct to the website. And like I said, I'm just here to, you know, help facilitate, help with any questions you might have. You may not need my actual service itself, but you might just want to ask me a couple of questions. Excellent. So I'm happy to help, you know, where I can.
Excellent. So we're very honoured that actually Patsy's travelled down here today from Durham to be here on the radio station. And we are going to crash into the advert. So second now, I'm going to play with a little jingle. I do love my jingles.
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
And we're back on air. Hopefully you can hear us all right. Thank you, Emily. Our poorly person is apparently listening back on her sickbed. So thank you, Emily, for the feedback. And thank you also to my regular listeners who know that I'm here every Monday. And to our new listeners, every Monday, 2 till 4, followed by Ozzy Osman, who brings you indie rock. So do stay tuned when I finish and listen to Ozzy. I just want to run down a little bit. I've been finding out the gossip and all the background information about Patsy and stuff. So stay tuned. I hope you've got... She's going, looking very puzzled as to what's coming next. Stay tuned. I hope you've all got pen and paper handy, because I'm just going to run down now the calendar, things on the calendar that we've actually got coming up soon. So we've got this on the 9th of May. Actually next week is bank holiday, isn't it? I hope everybody's got stuff planned, and we will have glorious weather. So I should be doing a bit out in the garden. So 9th of May is our Thanet meeting, which is in Birchington with Cat Webb. Followed by the 13th of May is radio again, and you'll see all the details on there. 14th of May is the Bexley and Sidcup group meeting. And then on the 15th of May is the Bromley and Orpington meeting, which we are currently holding at the Bromley Old Town Hall. And we have a workshop with Helen, I was going to say Helen Shapiro, but there's only women of a certain age, or only people of a certain age who would know about that. Do you know Helen Shapiro, Patsy?
The name.
Do your mum tell you? Helen Manship, our social media whiz, is going to be running us through and taking us through how to save time on using your socials. So that's on the 15th of May. On the 23rd of May It's not a 12:30 meeting, but we will have a stand at the Bromley Business Marketing Boost, which is also being held at the Bromley Old Town Hall, which Helen Manship, who I mentioned just now, and Jane Rogers are running. So 12:30 we'll have a stand there. You'll find the details on the website, on the 12:30 website, as well as their own. And then on the 28th of May, we have got our East Dulwich meeting, which is at the Cherry Tree Pub with Imogen Congdon. So other than that, do have a look on the website. Any questions that you'd like to ask, do give me a shout. Everybody who attends a meeting gets the opportunity to deliver a one-minute talk. And as you've heard just now, we also have occasional guest speakers and occasional workshops. So do check us out, all the W's, 1230.co.uk. And I am broadcasting this weekly show from the Love the Beat radio station based here in Penge, 24/7, international reach, followed today and every Monday by Ozzy Osbourne with Indie Rock. So do stay tuned. And now we're coming over to you, Patsy. Let's have from birth to where you are now. What's been going on?
I've done so many different jobs, honestly. So I left school and went to work, left school at 16 and went to work for what was then Midland Bank, which is now HSBC. You need a lot of attention to detail, which I don't, I'm more like a creative, you know, type. So I probably lasted 3 years there. And then at 25, so I did various jobs, and at 25 I decided I was going to go back and study. So
That's a big step.
I know. I went back as a mature student. Mm. And I studied advertising, PR and marketing, and I absolutely loved it. And what I really wanted to do was to work for an advertising company and do the creatives there. But then I found out I was too old.
You were too old?
Yeah, they said I was too old. And that also as well, when you're going to work, try to get a job in a ad agency, you need to work for free for a very long time until they sort of use a piece of your work. Because I used to shadow their copywriters and art directors.
Yeah.
So then I left there and I went to work for Pineapple Dance Studio.
Oh, wow, they don't exist now, do they?
She does. Oh, yeah.
She's still going?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. They're in Covent Garden.
Yeah.
And they've still got the studio and they've got the fashion brand as well.
Mm.
So I worked for them for 3 years.
Mm.
I loved it there, absolutely adored it. And then I then started my own fashion company. So we were, we used to make clothes for the high street. So, I used to supply women's jersey wear for Topshop and Miss Selfridge and all of those.
Oh, wow.
And this was at a point when they started to send manufacturing abroad, a lot in India and China.
Mm.
So the margins here were extremely tight. So it came to a point that we had to really give it up, unfortunately, because UK manufacturing, it just wasn't viable anymore.
Mm.
And that's when I went into agency, estate agency. And I remember a really good friend of mine said to me at the time, oh, you'd be a really good estate agent. You're great at sales. And so I joined a large estate agency, independent estate agents, and in 2005, and I met my husband there. So, met my husband there.
Was it love at first sight?
I think he would say for him it was, not for me. Sorry, Robin. but no, I mean...
Do you want us to take that out for the podcast?
but honestly, he grew on me very quickly. And... yeah, it'll be 20 years next year that we've been together.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, so loads of great things have come out of being an estate agent, to be honest. And I've always wanted to run my own business. I've always wanted to do something for myself. I've always had that sort of entrepreneurial streak in me. And so starting Pips is exactly where I want to be.
Mm.
And I think also being at the age I am now, 54 now, I've sort of learned so much. And I've made mistakes with what my own business is. And so I just feel now is the right time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really happy.
I think so. And I think also the property market as well is having a boost at the moment. I see. Yeah. Would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, look, the property market is always going to be busy. Sometimes a bit busier than none, but you can't have a growing property market consistently because otherwise everything will be unaffordable. So you're going to have your dips. But we have a culture in this country of buying your own property and owning your own property. So this is what we do well, financial services, as a country. So, yeah, it's always going to be busy, always buoyant. Sometimes not as busy as others, but ultimately there's always people that are going to buy. And what I advice that I would give, it doesn't matter whether interest rates are really high. It's all relative. You get your budget and you buy what you can afford. And if interests are high, then property prices will come down slightly. So, yeah, so it's just getting the right advice, right guidance. But I believe owning your own home is the way forward. You're paying off your own mortgage rather than somebody else's.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's not possible for everyone to get onto the property ladder because you need a deposit. But, yeah, so where you can, try. And
save a bit,
yeah. It's not easy.
No,
for sure.
No, it's not. It's I think I mentioned before, my granddaughter, she's in her first home, and they're just about a year now in there, and they moved to Gravesend because, a bit like us in many ways, we moved from Beckenham to, in rented property when I was first married, we moved to Chatham because the property was so cheap there. Three-bedroomed house, end of terrace, brick-built building out the back, $11,500.
I know, it's crazy, eh?
Yeah, but you mentioned it's relative, isn't it? I mean, that's a thing. But it got us the foot on the property ladder. One of my other granddaughters, she's moved to, I think it's Eltham, and she's got a flat there, a nice flat overlooking. She wanted to be in there to see the New Year fireworks and everything. But as it was, she wasn't well, so it didn't happen for her. So, I'm very excited by what your plans are in that sense and the way that you are planning and developing. I went to an event during the week which talking about entrepreneurs and how it's an interesting – entrepreneur, I think, is quite an interesting word because the first time I heard it, it was many years ago, and it was a chap that I really didn't rate particularly highly. So I sort of went off the idea that entrepreneurs were really anything I wanted to do with at all. But my goodness, do we have to know now? I mean, it's just – and the opportunities are there.
It's having the ideas, I think, and having – so having that creative output as well. So coming up with the idea and also allowing yourself, you have to pivot all the time. Things are changing. Mm. You know, for me, you know, I've had to stop what I'm doing and I've had to change it really quite quickly because it just wasn't working.
Mm.
So having that foresight to be able to see into the future,
yeah,
and to plan is really super important. And, I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted. You know, I've come into this and actually I've left behind a lot of security in a job, having that, you know, wage every month. Now everything lies with you. Now, especially that I'm building a team with me, I'm responsible to that team.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm passionate about is the culture that we create within the business. And I've always said this, and I said this to somebody the other day, we're always trying to get 5-star reviews from our clients. But I think what is equally as important for me is getting 5-star reviews from my people that I work with.
Oh gosh, yes, because if you've got a happy team, that's your core, isn't it? I mean, it's really, really definitely your
and
core.
And to give them the freedom and the opportunity to share, you know, and build the business with you is another really important thing. I've worked for really big companies in the past, and they're really not interested in having input or any creative input or ideas. And I really want to encourage that within, you know, the business, because I think everybody's point of view matters.
Yeah, well, it's logical, isn't it? That's going to make – if they feel valued, if your team feel valued, and you obviously do, it's got to work, hasn't it? And then to have that input as well.
12:30 TWC, Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4pm UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes, for and from businesswomen. On all the socials, www.1230.co.uk, at Love to Beat Radio.
Patsy, I was just looking, you handed me your business card earlier on, and it's quite unusual for an estate agent, pink. I mean, not that I'm against pink, obviously, with 1230. But tell us about your branding. What were your thoughts behind that, and how did it become created?
So when I first came up with the concept, I went down the road of having a brand, having a sort of a picture of a house, like most property companies would do, okay, because you're trying to relate what you do to the public.
Mm.
Then I went through a rebranding exercise when I changed the name back to Pips. And one thing that I really wanted to do was to come across as, you know, somebody approachable, soft, caring, tactile. And when we were doing the branding exercise, the pink came across and I really, really loved it. And there isn't a house in sight, because I think the business is really about people. And as much as I'm helping people buy property, so it's a property industry, I wanted to make it about the public and about people, really, more so than property.
Well, yeah, because it's a client base, isn't it? And client base is gold dust. Let's be real about that. It's not. So you ended up with a pink, what is it? I'm looking now. Let's put the glasses back on. Pink background with Pips one side and your contact details on the other.
That's right, but it's also got, if you can see, it's also got little Pips. So they're like little apple Pips.
Okay.
And the story about that is, so I think, yeah, what if I get you from the very beginning of your property search, then what happens is we take it from a Pip and grow it into like a
acorns.
Tree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it.
So it's like a journey.
I like it.
And also what I do is every time somebody completes on a property, has a housewarming present, we send them a plant.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's something they can
anything
cherish.
Specific or
no, really
tuned to them, maybe?
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of my clients, sometimes I deal with a lot of clients from Hong Kong.
Right.
So I would get them a money plant.
Right.
And then I also deal with a lot of clients, Muslim clients, and I'll send them a prayer plant. So really, I will know my client, because I'm probably with them, our average time it takes from offer to exchange is 11 weeks.
Right.
And the industry last year was running at about 22 weeks. So we're really, you know,
yeah,
getting these things through a lot quicker. Mm. But because I'm with you for about 3 months, I get to know you so well.
Mm.
And so when I'm choosing a plant for you, I really think about you, you know, or the person I've dealt with, mm, and then I'll order that plant accordingly. And I just think it's just really a little something that they can keep.
So from what you were saying that just then from those particular clients, so culturally you're learning a lot as well, I guess, because you're also looking into their way of life.
Absolutely.
And the things.
Yeah. And we become, you know, quite close. I mean, I've been invited to people's houses for dinner. They've really been keen for me to go and have a look at the property once they've moved in.
What they've done with
I'm
it.
I'm still in contact with so many of my clients.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm also get so many personal referrals. So people that, you know, they'll say, oh, look, my cousin did something through you, or, you know, my sister, my brother. So I'm still in touch with my first clients I ever worked with. So it's a great family, really.
That is invaluable, isn't it? To have that referral in that way and recommendation, and still to have that contact is really good. It's not, that is huge value.
It is huge value. And I think because people really, with what I'm doing at the moment, there's not a lot of competition.
Mm.
So therefore, people don't really know we exist. So having personal referrals is great, because they've experienced the service. They know how important it is, how it benefited them. And then they tell their friends and family about it.
Yeah. No, I can see.
And
yeah,
unless I'm
carrying
on shows like this, you know, or we're doing our sort of social media and so forth.
Mm.
You know, to get people to know we're here.
So tell us again, how people going to find you?
So you can email me on patsy@mypips.co.uk or at my website, which is www.mypips.co.uk, or you can find me on social media, and it's mypipsproperty. And I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. If you look for me on LinkedIn, I'm Patsy Irwin Brown, or there is My Pips as well. And also I'm on TikTok.
She's everywhere, this woman. Yeah. Everywhere. Can't miss her, can you?
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
So welcome back into the studio. And as Patsy just said, it's gone so quick. And it has. It has. Yeah, no, it's been great. I've loved having you here. So thank you so much for making that journey. And I do think, yes, we were talking earlier about the fact that people can Zoom in. But it, for me, I think in the studio is such a... I don't know, the atmosphere is different. I think you get different vibes, don't you? And although Zoom obviously works and we get lots of fun doing that, it's been an absolute joy to have you here today. We're just so sorry Emily couldn't make it, but get well. Lots of vitamin C, Emily. And look out for the shots that Patsy's been taking of us out on social media. I think it's important as well that we remind people how they're going to find you. And get in touch on this almost revolutionary, well, it is revolutionary because it's your revolutionary business that you are running and developing, so which is very exciting. I can't help you with the fact I'm moving because I'm not moving, but if I was thinking about moving, I'd definitely be a client. So, Patsy, how are people going to find you?
So, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you, Jackie, for having me on, because really giving us the opportunity to talk about what we're doing, getting it out there. So thank you. You can contact me on our website. There is like an inquiry form on there, and that's www.mypips.co.uk. I'm on social media, pretty much all of the social media, and it's My Pips Property. Or you can email me on patsy@mypips.co.uk.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Just a reminder, this is 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio Show. We are broadcasting live, just in case you were in any doubt. We broadcast live weekly every Monday, 2 till 4, followed by Super Ozzy Osbourne with his indie rock. So do stay tuned after that. The show, as I mentioned before, is recorded and we minus the music, it's available for you, not this Friday, but the following Friday, under the label on the website, which is all the W's, 1230.co.uk, and you'll find it there on podcasts. So we are 12:30 Women's Company. We're lunchtime networking for business women with regular monthly meetings at lunchtime. Sometimes people are surprised by that, you know. They still say to me, what time are your meetings? And I suppose if you're thinking about different things and different networks that you may not go to, or that you may go to, which aren't lunchtime, maybe they're early morning. I think I've given up on doing early morning. 6 o'clock starts now.
I've been to a couple of those and it's really hard going.
Yeah. So we're lunchtime networking. We have other events. We had an event during International Women's Day stroke month on the 19th, which was Evolution of Finance for Women, which we held in London, but we are going to do with a bit of a different twist in Bromley. I know it's in Bromley. Why I was hesitating there was I'm trying to think of the date now. I think it's the 15th of November. Yes, it is the 15th of November. So pencil that into your diaries. Keep an eye open. And as I say, on the website, all the W's, you'll find me, Jackie Groundsell, on the internet anyway. So if you just type me in, you'll find me. And as I say, I'm based in Beckenham. Do please send any events that you are doing, that you'd like me to give you a shout out, any birthdays or anything that you'd like me to give you a shout out for, that you're thinking of anybody else as we do here, and let us know. So I am going to close the show now, and thank you so much, Patsy. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you for the first time and to have you as a guest in the radio show. Don't forget, stay tuned for Aussie, and we'll see you all again next week, Monday 2 till 4, and it's bank holiday, so get your gardening gloves on or whatever you like to do. So take care, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. See you soon.
This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.